Chapter 29, Become Aware of an Overcoat Removal Opportunity. So you've read a lot of this book, and you've become aware of many things about all the layers of overcoats that we're all wearing on this planet. You've also learned a lot about how you can help them to release, so that you can go free and experience the kind of happiness and peace and serenity that maybe you've only dreamed of, but that you're beginning to glimpse is available to you and available to all of us. And so if we're going to release overcoats, we first have to be aware that we're wearing them. And that's what this chapter, the first chapter in the actual process of removing overcoats, is all about. So once again, let your body settle into a comfortable position. Make sure that you will not be disturbed for a little while. Turn off the phone and any other devices. And let yourself have the gift of some quiet inner time and space. So as your eyes close, you can start by letting your awareness simply rest on your breathing as you've become much more aware of and comfortable with. Simply feeling each breath coming in and going back out. And just really letting yourself feel what a relief it is not to have to do anything. All you need to do is let the breath breathe you and feel your consciousness shifting from the outer world to the sacred inner realms where all change happens, where all awakening flowers. And so now, ask to be made aware of an issue or challenge you would like to investigate. And this is something that you're going to be looking at through the next few experiences. It may be a recent situation or an ongoing theme in your life. In any case, this is not about searching your mind for the right thing or putting performance anxieties on this. Instead, invite your true self to bring it to your attention in an unmistakable way. And let's allow a few moments for that right now. If you need more time for the situation or the issue to surface, just hit the pause button and let this process take as long as it needs to. Because it's important that you feel aligned with the issue that you're going to be exploring. When you feel clear about what it is, simply be with it for a few minutes. You may like to briefly describe it in your notebook or journal. If that doesn't feel appropriate, just simply examine the issue from all sides, just looking at it in the way that it's manifesting itself to you in your awareness. As you consider this challenge, you might already find yourself becoming aware of some of the bodily sensations and emotions around the issue. You can just be with them right now. We'll go into them in more depth in a little bit in the next experiences. But right now, all you need to do is breathe and feel whatever is arising. You might notice thoughts and judgments about it, too. Your mind may contain mental images related to this situation. You're beginning to become aware of some of the overcoats you were wearing that are connected to this issue. And this is the first step in the journey that will take us through the layers of overcoats that have accumulated in connection with this challenge. In real life, the layers are usually mixed together in a stew of thoughts and feelings and memories, difficult mental content, emotions erupting, all mixed together. But for the purposes of this practice session, we're going to address one layer at a time. And again, we'll be doing that over the next few experiences. Breaking things out into one layer at a time is going to help you to learn how to identify the various types of overcoat layers that you're wearing. It also helps a lot so that we don't feel overwhelmed by what's going on or by all the material that's arising. Addressing one layer at a time, rather than trying to deal with the entire jumbled situation, feels reassuringly doable. Layer by layer, we're going to be bringing awareness, acceptance, and love to whatever we come upon. We'll be breathing, feeling, witnessing, and turning it all over to God. In this way, it is possible to simply and easily step out of the overcoats and into the freedom that is our birthright. Not some distant day when we've got it all figured out and we're completely enlightened, but right now.